Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show here from Springfield. I'm joined by pitching coach Gabby Hernandez as the Saudis go for a second straight victory over the Cardinals tonight. Gabby, I have to just start, I guess, with the starters, the best starter ERA in the month of July in the Texas League. And as a group, even with promotions, Ashton Izzy's gone, new guys, we'll see a new face in Brian Curley tonight. The group has just given the team such a great chance to win recently.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the group's definitely come together. Even with the promotions and stuff like that, we got guys ready to step up and fill in and throw strikes and get outs, important outs. And Curley now coming up from Hillsboro. He's a prospect that, you know, we all love. Can pitch. He's got five pitch types, right? Throws a lot of strikes, so those are good ingredients already to start with. The stuff is pretty good, so I'm sure it's going to be an exciting night for Brian tonight.
Quite a stage for him on MLB Network for his Double-A debut, huh?
Yeah. don't tell him that. Okay. I'm sure he knows already.
Is he promoted? Great double start last week, and it seemed like not only did his stuff consistently improve, but his confidence and his ability to pitch at Hodgetown too.
Oh yeah, yeah. I gotta hand it to Izzy, man. That guy's been very even keeled, very objective in the way he makes adjustments and in the way we talk about stuff before outings and practice planning and stuff like that. But like he really came into his own a little bit the last month. We made a couple adjustments with some locations for certain pitch types, trying to just like ID areas for, you know, against lefties, and the changeup helped him a little bit. He's throwing it more for strikes now. He learned coming from Seattle is a little bit different, where it's like throw strikes, win the two or three, you'll get the outs, the percentages are in your favor. Whereas like with Izzy here in Double-A, like he learned to pitch a little bit, hit some weaknesses with his fastball, certain zones. Like this guy, you know, is not a great breaking ball guy. Like learn to pitch, and that's what this level's for. I think he did a good job, and he graduated and got to Triple-A.
No doubt. And now all of a sudden, you look up and you got three guys in the back end of your bullpen that are like 98. Sandro Santana has shown up here, and I think he's just blown everyone away. Maybe not you, knowing him, but he's blown me and everyone else away with how just talented, pure stuff-wise he is.
I mean, he's I don't know if he's a kept secret or not, but the guy is he's a little missile, man. The guy, he's really impressive, very soft-spoken, goes about his business the right way. Like, you don't hear anything out of him. You just see him perform, and you see the stuff, you see the poise, you see the confidence. Like, there's a lot to like, and he's lefty, so.
Yeah. That doesn't hurt. And then Blake Cederlund, too, a guy with Major League service time that's been out of the game for 2 years, pops up, and he's 102. I mean, not only is that great to have a guy that has stuff like that, but he's 30 years old, and he's a lot older than a lot of these bullpen guys. It's got to be good for them to see him, too.
Oh, without a doubt. Not only just seeing him, just talking to him. Right, just learning from his experiences, where he's been, you know, his last 2 years, like where his mind was. You know, he tried to have like a regular life and chose to come back and try to do it again. So, I mean, it's good for players to hear that from an older player, just from experience. Like, they get to see the other side, like the real world side of it, from a different player wanting to get back into baseball. And you know, people, I mean, some of these players kind of think like, you know, they had like, this is easy, like I'm in baseball. No, it's not. Like, people bust their butt to get back into baseball, and learning like guy like that story, I think it drives our players a little bit harder, I think.
No doubt. You guys have kind of tinkered a lot this season with Carlos Rey's role in the bullpen. I mean, he was closing the last couple weeks. We saw him in the eighth inning last night. To be able to strike people out at the rate that he does, it really allows you guys to be pretty flexible with him, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think at this level also, I mean, we're developing starters, we're developing relievers. Relievers, when they get to Double-A, like we like I do, especially like to expose them to a variety of roles, right? I think it's just good for them. And then, you know, later on, if they do go to the big leagues, like filling 2+ innings, right, and throwing 50 innings isn't going to be something foreign to him. But yeah, he's done a lot. I think he's grown a lot this year in comparison to years past. I know the walks are still there. They're going to be a thing for a little bit. But I think once he starts to mature a little bit more, starts to grow a little bit more into his body, like he's a loose dude. Like, I think strikes are going to get better, right? There's still more adjustments to come, right? But he's really come a long way. I think it's a really good year for him so far.
Last one for you. Murillo had a little bit of a trip up last night, but he'd really been great for about 2 months prior to last night. And he's always had the upper 90s stuff, but what do you think he's improved upon this season to have a little bit more success?
I think the routine stuff, and I think also like prioritizing like little things that are important for his everyday success, like little stuff in game, like little delivery stuff that we work on every day, the adjustments that we work on, small things that make big differences for him in his delivery. I think he's doing a really good job of staying focused every day with that the last 2 or 3 weeks. He's also another older guy, and he's been to AAA last year. He was there, had success there. He's got the stuff to pitch in the big leagues, and he wants his opportunity, and he wants to fight that thing down. So stuff is there. We want to give him the opportunity. Throw more strikes. Hopefully he gets that opportunity soon.
Gabby, thanks so much for the time.
No problem.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.